Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Danny Morrell Show. This month we're talking about energy. We're talking about the importance of us. If you did not watch or listen to last week's episode, please stop what you're doing and go back and listen to that one. I shared with you a story about what happened to my son. My little puppy actually bit him. And it's important that you understand and learn the value behind that lesson before we move forward. This week, what we're going to talk about is how to have better energy. So I want you to go ahead and grab a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you a couple of key points for you this week to actually write down. When I think of how to have better energy, and when I think of the importance of it, I quite honestly cannot stress what I'm about to say enough. The reality is I wouldn't be who I am today. Literally, I wouldn't have the company. We wouldn't have grown as much as we have. We wouldn't be on the Inc. 5000 list every single year. We wouldn't be ranked number 34 in the state of California without a national brand. We wouldn't be doing or accomplishing anything without my control of my energy. This is very, very important. You, as a business person and as a salesperson, have got to realize that there are two things that dictate your outcomes, and I want you to write them down. The first is your mind, okay? Or your mojo, right? It's like Austin Powers. I laugh all the time when I hear it, when I think about that movie, specifically the scene where he's like stuck in the little car behind in between the two walls, he's trying to go back and forth. But there was a point in the movie where he lost his mojo. And if you remember that movie, obviously it's a funny thing, but he couldn't do anything. He couldn't like fight crime. He couldn't get the girl. He couldn't do anything. Well, that's the same thing with you and I in sales, right? Your mojo is everything. People could sense that, right? The second thing, number two, is your skills, your ability to communicate in a powerful fashion. When you have both your mojo and your skills in combination and in harmony, let me let you know a little secret. You're unstoppable. You will literally sell more houses in less time. That's what we do. That's how we take people from selling 10 houses a year every single year for 5 years in a row to literally next year with you know, the first year with us, they're doing 25 or 30, literally changing people's lives. That's how we were able to go from zero to a billion, is we started to realize it's two things. It's not just skills, it's your mojo. And once you get both of those in harmony, you're golden. So how do you have better energy? Well, I'm going to give you a couple of key words, and then we'll talk about those words. The first is vision. Write that word down, vision. I think vision is everything, and it's the foundation of everything. People ask me all the time on Instagram, on social media, I don't know why I don't work. I don't know why I don't stay committed to my schedule. I don't know. Let me tell you why. Because you don't have a damn vision. It ain't big enough. It ain't exciting enough. When you have a big vision, when you have an exciting vision, when you see it crystal clear in your mind, let me tell you right now, just that alone, my energy changed just talking about it, right? And I think that's the problem with most human beings. And you've got to realize that you, as a human being in the real estate sales business, you have got to realize that you've got to get your vision clear, exciting, and at the forefront of your mind. Because if you don't, you're going to walk into listing appointments. You're going to walk into buyer appointments from a point of desperation. That's why we have an industry where you can essentially earn as much money as you want. It's like winning a lotto check, getting a real estate license. As much money as you want, and yet 80% of our industry is struggling. Why? There's no clarity and vision. We have succumbed to the idea of surviving. And when you've succumbed to the idea of surviving, guess what you're going to do? You're going to survive, and you're only going to survive. Number two, write down the word diet. Diet. And many of you, I lost you because you like eating whatever you want to eat. Listen, I'm going to let you know right now. When you have kids, you got to start thinking about the fact that you want to live a very, very long life. I was just watching a video of mine. I posted it on Facebook just a couple of days ago where, I mean, literally my face was like this big. Isaac, did you see that video? It was like, why are you laughing, bro? It was like literally this big. Right? Like my collar used to be this much. Like, it looked like there was two of me. You know what I'm saying? And why would that happen? It would happen just because I didn't have control over my eating. look, I don't want to admit that. I'll have to admit this right now. The reality is I went to the gym every single day and I still looked like that. But because my diet wasn't in order. That's the second thing you got to control. You want to walk into an appointment feeling like you're unstoppable. Number three, write down workout. Workout. You guys follow myself. You follow my brother. You follow all of our leaders. There's not one leader in our company that doesn't work out every single morning. Everybody in Intero, everybody in our launch program, everybody in our leverage program, that's part of the program. You check in with a picture for accountability on a daily basis. Why? Because I'm trying to help you make more money. I'm trying to help you make more money. Way more money and way less time. I'm trying to help you live a dream life. See, I'm crazy. I want to fly in private jets. I'm crazy. I want to, if I don't fly private, I won't fly coach. I'm crazy. I want to live in beautiful houses. I'm crazy. I want to have a view of the ocean. I'm crazy. I want to have multiple automobiles. I'm crazy. I want to have a lot of investment properties. I'm crazy. I want to have all of that and I want to have money in the bank. That's crazy. Why? Because a lot of people don't think that way. Well, I'm trying to help you get that result. I'm letting you know right now, as someone that not only has done it, but is living it, you can't get it if you don't take care of your body. You can't. Look around how many people are dying, how many people are sick. I've had to deal with this in my own family. At some point in time, you're going to have to stop thinking about today surviving, right? It's showing up in your body and it's showing up in your paychecks. And you're going to have to start thinking about the future, your vision. Number three, write down what you watch. What you watch. I got to tell you something. You've got to realize, I know you may think this is kind of weird, but you've got to realize that we really are living in the Matrix, right? I mean, if you haven't seen that movie, there's so much depth to that movie, the first one, that it's like mind-blowing. Like as we were forming the company, I would grab a couple of guys, have them come to the house and just watch the Matrix so they could really start to understand the way life works. People, you need to stop watching the news. Like don't ever watch the news ever again. The whole purpose of the news, please listen to me very carefully, is to do one thing. That's to make money. How do they make money? They make money by getting your attention. How are they going to get your attention? By giving you the positive things that are happening in the world? No. They have to touch your emotions. And how will they touch your emotions? By showing you what's negative. You see, you've got to realize that the news has a purpose. It's a machine. It's been built to capture your attention. It's been built to rile up your emotions. So that's why they constantly feed you negativity. Only 20% of humanity realizes this, and they make a choice to stay away from that garbage. The rest of the planet every night watches the exact negativity that has them living the exact life they don't want to live. You can no longer watch the news, like literally ever again for the rest of your life, if you want to become a top producing salesperson or business professional. Last but not least, number it is, you got to watch what you're listening to. You got to watch what you're listening to. You know, I come from the ghetto. So to me, hip hop is like, it's everything, right? And yet I started to realize as I was on my journey to success, I started to realize that some of this music is just a little depressing. And it started feeding subliminal messages in my mind that really are not in congruency with who I want to become. And so I had to make a choice to stop watching certain things, start listening to certain things. And the last one, this is a big one. You gotta be careful with who you allow in your life. We're gonna talk about this in depth next week. But the reality is that people and their own circumstances and their own energy and their own belief systems are having a deep impact and influence on your life right now. Heck, you may not realize it, but that's why you're watching me. Hopefully, I'm having a positive influence and a positive impact on your life. I'll tell you that one of my secrets has been my standards. We talked about this last month. My standards when it comes to people, I don't mess with that. Any negativity on Facebook, anything, I literally just remove people out of my life. Because the way I see it is I have two choices. It's either I'm going to allow people to influence me in a negative way, And that has a direct reflection on the amount of income I'm able to bring home. And that literally has a direct reflection on my ability to provide my children the dream life that they deserve. Or I stick to my standards and I eliminate them so I can give my kids what they deserve. That's the decision you're going to have to make. I know it's a tough one, but not being able to afford whatever it is that you want to give your kids, I think, is a lot tougher. I'm going to leave you with that one because we got deep there for a second. And on that note, I'm going to invite you this week. Danny On Demand is officially launched. If you're finding value in these podcasts and you want to go deeper, we go deep in all of these things when it comes to mindset, when it comes to sales skills, when it comes to business systems, all at your fingertips whenever you want to watch it. Every training you need in order to improve your life and your business, just go to DannyMorrell.com and you can subscribe there. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing all of you at Relentless this year. That's it for this week. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about people and how to kind of fix that situation and get on the journey to the vision that you see for your life. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.